I have an interest with young people. So, and most of the times in my work at UNISA, I work with youngsters more than matured people. Yes, I do work with matured people, but I think I'm passionate with young people. So my research was I was looking at the career development needs of Generation Y. We call them the millennial generation. Looking at their career development needs, distance, education, environment. Because over the years working for UNISA, I've realized that our younger cohort of students is growing. The numbers are growing, and especially on campus. And their career development needs, I would like to believe that they are a bit different from your main UNISA student who's matured. In a sense that they are their age, it's like your normal college age students, like in a conduct university. So I think their needs, because when they complete their studies, they will be first-time job seekers. So I've been observing these needs during our sessions of career counseling or career planning. And then I had an interest in looking at their career development needs. And besides that, they are such an interesting generation. I think the approach, it helped me a lot in terms of the approach that I've been using in interacting with them. And now that I know what their needs are and the research, I mean, the findings helped me a lot in terms of rethinking my thinking in terms of interacting with youngsters, not only those who are within UNISA, but even out there, because we work with schools as well. We work with communities where we interact with young people at different levels in the communities. So I think after I conducted the research, my thinking and understanding them, because this is a generation that most of the people think that it's a lost generation. They are confused, they don't know what they want. And I'm telling you, these youngsters, they know exactly what they want. It's just that they dream big beyond what we think it's normal. I think it's only healthy for them to think big, because I think they are a generation of movers and shakers. As long as they have the support and the encouragement, and if we of the older generations believe in them, I think they have a potential of doing things that are beyond our comprehension. I think if I can quote just one person, even though he doesn't belong to this generation, but I think he have lots of similarities in his personality with the Generation Y, is Mike Shuttleworth, who's a Generation Xer. And most of the people thought that he was nuts as a youngster. But look at where he is now, because his dreams were big, and nobody thought that he will, I mean, reach the heights that he has. And I mean, for older generations, when one thinks about doing something big, they'll say, "Who am I? I don't think I can achieve this." And those dreams die. But what is good about this generation is that they dream big, and they want to do something about it. It's just that we, as the older generations and society, we must give them a chance and encourage them and not kill those dreams.
I think your research is so pertinent in the sense that, you know, we are in Youth Month, we are celebrating young people and their ideas and how far they want to go in terms of their dreams and their careers. How important do you think it is for young people to still dream big?
I think it's a matter of from one individual to the other. And I know that there's a lot of negativity, and there's a lot of negative stuff that we see on TV that young people do. And I don't know, as an individual, sometimes I just get a sense that this generation, they've been through a lot, and they've seen a lot. That, and some of them, and they've seen what children should not are not supposed to see. I mean, from my generation, as little ones, we were protected from lots of negative stuff. For instance, if I can quote one thing, we were protected from death. As a child, growing in my family or in my neighborhood, when a hearse appears, we were told to run for our lives and cover ourselves. We were not supposed to see a hearse, and let alone to be in a funeral, not unless if the funeral was, death was in your family. But we were protected from such things. And there's a lot of pain and that these kids that they witness. They see people killing each other. They see parents fighting, swearing at each other. There's a lot. Some have experienced being sodomized, being raped. There's a lot that they've been through, to a point where they don't have boundaries. They are not scared of anything because they've seen it all, and to a point where some, because of their experiences, they don't care. They just don't care, and we don't understand their actions, where their actions come from. That's a challenge. But we still have those who have dreams, and they need someone to listen and just to give them hope. So even the most notorious, and sometimes we go to prisons with UNISA work, and some of these little ones, they cry, and they tell you what exactly drove them to what they did, and that led to them being in jail, you know. So I think this is a generation that has been through a lot, and you ask yourself a question: do they have role models? Because when you engage with them, when you interview them in focus group interviews, they will tell you that adults are liars, they don't keep their word. It's hard to believe adults.
With UNISA celebrating 140 years and the theme being shaping futures, how do you think it has shaped your future as you shape other young people's futures?
Well, thank you to UNISA, because all my university life is with UNISA. Before I joined UNISA, I did a teacher's diploma, but then immediately thereafter, I got married, and the chance of going to Contact University was just unthinkable for me. So UNISA was an option, and UNISA has impacted my life, I mean my educational life, in an amazing way, because from my junior degree to my second degree to the master's degree that I've just graduated for, it's been with UNISA. And in that way, I can say UNISA has shaped me. I mean, being a UNISA employee and a student, it's a good combination, because I'm in an educational environment where I see people achieving every day. I've got lots of colleagues in this university that I can say quietly I've been looking up to them. There are ladies, there are women that I look up to in this institution. Some, they're older than me, some they're even younger, but they are such good examples and role models for me. And even from my students, I've learned a lot. That I've only obtained my master's now, but there are students that I have, they've gone through our hands in this department, and some of them, they're doing PhDs right now. And for me, and it touches something as a mother to me, that it's so wonderful to see someone as a youngster coming to this institution and observe them as they grow, mature, and academically, it brings so much satisfaction to me. But just as a UNISA student, it was worth every minute, every struggle and suffering, it was worth it. I would say yes, my life has been shaped